APR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Two Republicans will face off in a primary to challenge Democratic U.S. Senator Michael Bennet. State Representative Ron Hanks won a slot at the Republican Assembly on Saturday. Businessman John O'Day petitioned onto the ballot. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Hanks was the only person among the six candidates to get enough support to make it on the Senate primary ballot at the State Assembly. He has made false claims about the 2020 presidential election the centerpiece of his campaign.
I have been fighting this issue since day one, not the last few weeks when some candidates for Senate heard the thunderous crowds and decided it was a winning issue.
Democrats have already blasted Hanks as too extreme. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Republicans also chose their primary candidates for the race for Colorado governor. Construction on a home for pregnant women in Colorado Springs started over the weekend. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The home is set to open next year on the city's northeast side, next to St. Gabriel the Archangel Catholic Church. It's part of the nonprofit Mater Filius, an international group that provides resources to women with unplanned pregnancies. The home will be open to all women ages 14 and up, regardless of their religious background. People staying in the home will receive food, shelter, mentorship, and more. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
More people may get into healthcare jobs in Colorado with a new law the governor signed Friday. It lets students get a bachelor's of science in nursing at community colleges. Lawmakers say it will help fill gaps in Colorado's healthcare industry and help students earn a degree faster and cheaper. Colorado continues to experience widespread drought conditions. Much of the state is still reporting moderate or severe drought, not a big change from last month. Colorado's snowpack is slightly below normal, which means river flows are lower in many areas. The warmer weather and drier conditions also set up the state for higher wildfire risk. There is rain and snow in the forecast for this week. This is CPR News.